World's Most Dangerous Man presents the World's Most Dangerous Podcast. No gloves, no rules, only God-given talent. Now, here's your host, Hall of Famer Ken Shamrock.
Welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to be talking about Boss Rutan versus Ken Shamrock. Yes, me. But we're not talking about the fight thing. We're going to be talking about the fights. And it seems when everything starts to come around talking about the two fights with Boss Rutan, whether it's him or whether it's another company, it seems like there's always this asterisk there. Like, well, when Boss fought Ken the first time, if he would have had more experience, he would have done more better. And I thought to myself, what are they talking about? I mean, Boss has never said this to me. I've heard other people say it, and I've heard even Boss mention it, but I don't understand that. You know, me and Boss have had a real good relationship for a long time. We had great, some great fights. He was one of the guys when I was in Pancras that I looked at going, this guy's really good. This guy's coming fast. Just like me, when I came in there, I was learning really fast myself. And I thought me and him were going to be the two guys besides Funaki and Suzuki, that this was going to be the crew that was going to be fighting for the number one spot. And I didn't even in my mind think about what maybe was going through Boss's mind, was like thinking he didn't have the experience that I had. But then I got to thinking, going, well, why would he think that? Why would you think that I had more experience? And then I got to thinking, okay, maybe he thinks because I was doing pro wrestling prior to Pancras, because Pancras was the first where the ending was not predetermined. It was legit, real fight. And the ones we did before with Fujiwara Gumi and UWF, those were all just work shoots. They weren't anything hard. So even if that was part of that, you think I think back on that and I go, okay, all right, let's talk about that. Let's break this down. So say that maybe that was an advantage because we were training in a gym, we were working out, we were working on submissions, but we weren't really going live hard in the matches. They were all predetermined, so it wasn't like a live fight. But even if you wanted to include that because it was giving me more experience on the ground and stuff like that, I look at it and go, okay, well, let's break that down. So we're in there working. The endings are predetermined, so none of it is going to be real. You're not throwing hard punches. You're just connecting. But it's a hard style. So even if that's the case, I had two fights in UWF. I had maybe two or three in Fujiwara Gumi, something like that. So we're talking maybe five fights, maybe 6 months, something like that, of actual training. So even if that's the case, from my understanding, and don't quote me on this, you got to look it up on Google, because I did, Boss started out when he was 20 years old, kickboxing, and then worked into a career of fighting where he went 14-0 before he lost two in a row. So what I did when I was 20 was I had a broken neck from the time I was 18 years old, 20. I got my halo off, and I think 21, I started playing football. I did some tough mans. I won three tough mans, but I never did anything professionally. I never did anything controlled in martial arts. I was just a tough kid. That's all. Until I got into the Pancras organization or the UWF organization, which was 6 months of training. And that's when I was 29 years old. 29 is when I became or had the opportunity to start learning something legitimate. 29 years old, not 20, but 29. So if you're looking at comparing the two, he started when he was 20 years old kickboxing and built a pretty good record, 14-2 overall from my understanding, lost two in a row. We even fought the same guy. I never had a kickboxing fight in my life, but I remember in my very first real fight, which was in Fujiwara Gumi, was against Don Nakanilson. It was a mixed martial arts fight where it was a Muay Thai kickboxer, a former world champion, and me. And I beat him. That was my first one. And that was a mixed martial arts fight. That wasn't a kickboxing fight. So then I had an opportunity to fight a guy that Boss, he fought him too, right? And his name was Frank Ludman. And he was a former Muay Thai champion. I believe it was in Japan or in Dutch, one of the two, but he was a champion. Boss fought him, got knocked out in the first round. I fought him with no experience. In fact, if you pull it up on Google, I'm 0-1 in kickboxing. In other words, I had one professional fight. I fought an ex-champion for my very first kickboxing match, and I ended up losing, of course, but I lost in the second round. I made it to the second round. So you look at this, right, and you think about the time that I had spent with UWF and Fujiwara Gumi and the time that Boss spent from 20 years old to however long it was, he got it 28, 29 years old before he came to Pancras, and his professional career, and I didn't have a professional career. I just played football. I did some 2 years of high school wrestling. And we end up in the same place in Pancras. And I have probably 4 or 5 months of mat time in Japan in pro wrestling. I have one more mixed martial arts fight than him. One more mixed martial arts fight than him. And I have no experience in the kickboxing realm, which, you know, he did. So you break that down. Was he less experienced than me? When we first started into the Pancras organization, I had one fight and 4 to 5 months of some time I had in Japan going back and forth from the U.S. to here, not having anyone in the United States to train. So I had to be in Japan and train a couple weeks before each event. So you can't even say 4 or 5 months because it was sporadic. But here's the one thing me and Boss had in common. Oh, actually, there's a bunch of things we had in common. One, his birthday was in February 24th, 1965, right? Mine was February 11th, 1964. So there's a lot of similarities there in our age, and there's a lot of similarities in the way we would learn very quickly. I remember I got a heel hook put on me when I was training. It was in practice. I got initiated when I first came down, and I got hooked over and over again. Even though I got armbarred and choked, it was nothing like the heel hook. So when it got put on me, I learned it very quickly because that was the one that hurt me the most and the one I couldn't defend the easiest. It was very difficult to go down to my legs and defend it. So I learned it right away, very quickly. That was my go-to move. And I learned it within a month. Fact is, actually, I learned it quicker than that. I learned it in a couple of weeks, but it wasn't until, you know, I had actually started going live and being able to do it live. It took about 4 weeks. So that's one thing that Boss and I really had in common was that we both could see something and learn it very quickly. We were very good at being able to pick things up, just watching it. And then when you're rolling, feeling it, and just picked it up easy. And he was the one that I truly believe, myself, Funaki, Boss Rutan, and Suzuki, we carried that company character-wise. And we were learning fast. Me and Boss were learning really fast. In fact is, I had my second fight. I was fighting Masa Funaki, which is one of the top Japanese guys that when we went over to Pancras, he was the king. And I fought him in the finals for the very first Pancras event where he was going to be crowned because I didn't have that much experience. I was really green, and I pulled off a win by choking out Funaki. And it was an upset because no one expected that to happen. And I didn't have all the experience, but I went in there and fought like I was on the street. I went after it. And Boss Rutan knocks out his opponent, Aji, with the open hand palm strike. We both, from that point on, were superstar. We just took off. But here's the thing. I want people to understand that I wasn't more experienced. I did not have that much more experience than any. I had less experience than anyone. Boss Rutan, in my opinion, had more professional experience than I did. So when I hear people say that stuff, I think to myself, you're misinformed and uneducated, because me and Boss went in there pretty much even, and we both learned very quickly. The difference is, I believe, was that I picked up the ground stuff so much faster and was elevated to a whole nother level. Because if you saw what I did to him in the second fight, when I did the spinning knee bar, that was a move that you, a 10-year veteran, would have a hard time pulling off. It was a spinning knee bar without getting your toe stuck in the mat. You had to lift off the ground. You had to be in the air for a split second to spin the knee around to catch that. Normally, you would go over the belly. That's what they normally teach you. But I came up with that move because everybody did the knee sliding across the belly into a knee bar, and I knew that they would block it that way. Now, Funaki thinks that Boss Rudin thinks that Funaki didn't teach him that one because I was going to use it. But the real fact is nobody did it that way. I invented that. I did the spinning knee bar. I didn't slide it across the belly. It was another way into the knee bar. It's very difficult to do because your foot gets stuck in the mat if you try to spin, and you break your ankle trying to spin. But if you can hop in the air as you're spinning it, it gives you a split second for your leg to spin around without getting caught into the knee bar. It's very tricky, and you don't see too many people doing it because it's difficult to pull off without breaking your ankle because it gets stuck in the mat. And so Boss was looking for the knee over the belly, which is what Funaki was teaching him, which was the right way because that's the way I was taught. But I came up with the other one on my own, knowing that he would be blocking the inside knee. So now you know, Boss. So hit me up, man. But anyways, so it was something I came up with. I was able to finish him early on. And here's the thing. In the first time that we fought, like I said, I had one more professional fight than Boss when it came to mixed martial art, right, which was what we were doing. One more. And so when you think about that, and we fought the first time, and we went 15 minutes or something like that. I know it was a while, and I don't want to go into details on that, but we went 15 minutes. And then I think that was in 94? Yeah, 94, I believe, was the first fight me and Boss had. And that was a 15-minute fight. And then in 95, we had a second fight, which was a year later, a little less than a year later, right? And like I said, my experience was not that much more than him. Maybe one fight, maybe a couple months of training. So think about this. If we're both learning, right? We're both learning just as fast, right? In 95, it should have been a much, much tougher fight for me. Because in 94, I ended up doing a rear naked choke on him. It was about 15 minutes or so, somewhere around there. The second fight, I went in there, and I was going into the UFC. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put him away quick because I've got to go to the UFC, train for the UFC, and be ready for a fight. So I went in, and this was my confidence. I knew that I had developed and became much better. And so I did. I went in, shot, took him down. And within a minute and 14 seconds, he was tapping out to a knee bar, a spinning knee bar, which I developed. It was a different setup because I knew he blocked the inside knee. So I went, spun the leg around that instead of over the belly and ended up tapping him out. So I want to put this to rest when I hear people say, well, he would have been able to do much better if he had more experience. Dude, we both went in with the same amount of experience. And even if I had a couple months more than him, by the time the second fight came around from 94 to 95, we both had enough time to, especially if I was in his position, I would have had enough time to be able to come out and have a chance to win. It should have been equal. And yet I came out and dominated. So I just want to make sure that people give credit where credit is due and not try to pat it or make it sound all fuzzy and nice. It is what it is, and it was what it was, and I just developed faster, and I was better, period. And so here's the other thing. I went into the UFC, and I went from Pancras after capturing, being the first king of Pancras, upset with Funaki, took Boss out twice, and these were the top guys. And then I go into the UFC after capturing the Pancras title, and becoming the star over there. I move into the UFC, which is another level. I mean, I think everybody agrees on that with bare knuckle and the way it was set up. It's another level. And I became the face of that organization. And I beat, you can call it a draw, but Royce Gracie, who won four tournaments, I pulverized him. Even though it wasn't a whole lot of action going on there, I developed a system and a way to slow him down because, like I said, everybody else was losing. Olympic wrestlers, Olympic boxers, Olympic grapplers, you name it, they were all losing, except me. And I was able to put him in a position to where I could dominate him and beat him up, bruise him up, bang him up, and make him quit the UFC. And, you know, this is where I think that, you know, when you line up different careers and you want to try to compare them together, I had a long career in the UFC, a Hall of Fame career in the UFC. And then you look at the bosses, right? And you can't take anything from him because injuries happen. He went back into pancreas, and as far as I'm concerned, he's probably one of the greatest champions that they had there because he went in and did the pancreas thing and did it three or four times King of Pancreas champion. So credit where credit's due, man. He dominated that circuit, and he deserves credit there for sure. But you can't take away during my time there. And the amount of experience, one way or the other, wasn't enough to warrant one person being better than the other. It's just not. It's just not a fair assumption. It's not fair for someone to use that. Because even if you did want to use it for the first one, you definitely can't use it for the second one. So, yeah, just credit where credit's due. And Boss came in and he fought twice in the UFC. Two times. One, he knocked the guy out. And two, he won a decision. So he's a great fighter. I respect him. But I just want that to stop because I won't use that. I would never use that. It's just like with when fighting other people, man, it's like this. Either they have more experience than you and you can prove it, or they don't have more experience than you and they were just learning faster. Because if you're talking to me that 4 to 5 months is more experience after you get a chance to train for a year, fight the guy the first time, and then come back and fight him again a year later or less than a year later, and you get beat faster, you cannot use that. No, you can't. You cannot use that. Fans can't use that. No, you can't. And I don't think Boss would want you to use it either. It's not right. It's not fair. So, I hope you enjoyed this. I love doing this. Me and Boss are good friends. Hey, Boss, check this out, man. If you hear this, man, let's debate this, man. Come and check me out. Come on, man. Let's do this. If anybody has any questions, you want to talk to me about this, man, go to KenShamrock.com/ and ask your questions because I love to debate this also with you. So appreciate you guys joining in. Thank you all the fans that have tuned in. We definitely appreciate it. If you haven't already, please go and subscribe to my newsletter at KenShamrock.com. Love to hear from you. But for now, that's all, folks. See you next episode. God bless. This is Ken Shamrock, and I just want to thank you for watching today's episode. If you didn't already, like, subscribe, and share this video. I encourage you to sign up for my newsletter at KenShamrock.com. And if you love combat sports, visit ValorBK.com. Thank you again, and until next time, this is Ken Shamrock, signing out.